With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A deadly school shooting in Minneapolis. Young students were praying at Annunciation Catholic School when the gunfire erupted. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara reports the fatalities.
Two young children, ages 8 and 10, were killed where they sat in the pews. Their parents have been notified. 17 other people were injured, 14 of them being children. Two of those children are in critical condition.
The gunman in his 20s was shooting through a window from outside the building. He reportedly took his own life. He has not been identified. The investigation is underway. On the battlefront, Russian forces break into another region of Ukraine while efforts to end the war remain stalled. More from Charles de Ledesma.
A Ukrainian military official says Russia's invading forces have entered an eighth region of Ukraine, seeking to capture more ground in their three-year war of attrition as U.S.-led peace efforts struggle to gain traction. A Ukraine spokesman for local ground forces tells the AP some Russian troops have entered two villages in the eastern Dnipropetrovsk region, a major Ukrainian industrial center next to Donetsk, where fierce fighting has been taking place. Ukrainian troops are under severe strain as they try to hold back Russia's bigger army. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli and U.S. officials meet in Washington today to discuss post-war Gaza, even as Israel's military calls the evacuation of Gaza City inevitable ahead of a military offensive. There's no sign of a ceasefire in sight. The U.S. envoy has told Fox News President Trump will chair a separate meeting on Gaza. Stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 77 points. The Nasdaq losing 1 point. This is SRN News. Most transgender Americans are young.
Some critics of transgenderism have suggested it's really just kind of a fad, and a new study from the Williams Institute at UCLA might support that idea. According to the research, 75% of all Americans who claim to be transgender are under the age of 35, and most of them are actually teenagers. Meanwhile, about 25% of Generation Z, people ages 13 to 28, identify as LGBT. Percentages drop sharply in older generation.
SRN's Michael Harrington with that report. More bad news from Nigeria. Muslim radicals have killed another 15 Christians in the restive northern part of that country. Islamic terror groups of one kind or another have been murdering believers in Nigeria for decades in an effort to secure a Sharia state. The Nigerian government is being accused of not exerting all its power to bring the terrorists to heel. This is SRN News. The latest SpaceX Starship demo went well. More from Ben Thomas.
A successful launch of SpaceX's mega rocket Starship from the company's launch site in South Texas Tuesday evening. It deployed a test payload for the first time, 8 dummy satellites. Spent about an hour coasting through space.
Successful ship engine cutoff.
Then splashed down in the Indian Ocean as planned. It was the 10th demo test for the world's biggest and most powerful rocket. It also included the successful return of the craft's booster, which splashed down in the Atlantic. SpaceX hopes to use Starship for future Moon and Mars missions. I'm Ben Thomas.
The college football season begins in earnest this week with a full slate of games, none bigger than number one Texas at number three Ohio State. More on these stories at townhall.com.